This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You know, we talk a lot about the role of women in America, and one of the reasons why I insist upon having female voices as part of my equation on all of the radio properties that I do is because I want that other side of the equation to be regularly included. And when we don't have it, I think we lose something. But this week, Nancy Pelosi has said, I'm hanging them up. I'm not even going to run for leadership anymore. What impact will that have on not just women, but also the Congress itself? Monica Crowley is back to talk to us. She is the host of the Monica Crowley podcast. If you're not listening, you should be. Monica, always good to have you. And we haven't talked since the election, so this is going to be kind of fun.
Hey, Kevin. It's great to be back with you. Thank you for having me.
Sure thing. So we know a few things now that we didn't know a week ago. We know that there will be probably a 10-vote majority for the Republicans in Congress. I'd like to point out that that's a point, that's a one vote better for this Congress for the Republican side than what Joe Biden had going into the election. It was 220 to 112. It looks like we're going to be 221 to 211. So, you know, not a lot of things to brag about, but I was really shocked at how California and New York were really the ones that kind of put us over the top.
Really striking. Yeah. And it's a great irony that these two very deep blue progressive states, in the end, I think are going to be largely responsible for putting the Republicans over the finish line.
Yep.
In terms of the majority in the House. And that has to do with, in large part, Lee Zeldin in New York, who was running for governor and ran a phenomenal race. I mean, the guy came within 5 points of defeating the sitting Democratic governor in New York. And while he came up a bit short, most Republican candidates don't even come within 20 or 30 points.
Yeah.
Of a sitting Democratic governor. So because of the great race he ran, he helped to flip 4 to 5 congressional seats in the state of New York red. And then in California, Rick Grenell, our good friend, has an organization called Fix California. And I was just with him in Phoenix, Arizona over the weekend. And he was telling me that Fix California, his group and he, registered tens of thousands of new Republican voters in the state of California. That worked to help flip certain seats in California. And then, of course, you have freelancers who are just indefatigable, like Scott Pressler, who has crisscrossed the country and especially in the state of Florida, but has moved heaven and earth to register voters and flip them from Democrat or independent to Republican. So we have those three individuals, among many, many others, to really thank for helping move the House in the GOP direction.
So when Nancy was giving her resignation speech, she thanked everybody and she talked about how there's up-and-coming leadership that she looks forward to working with as just now just the representative from San Francisco. Are we looking at an AOC minority leader in the House? What's going to happen there, Monica?
Well, I just tweeted today, Kevin, that, you know, while we celebrate the end of the Pelosi reign of terror, just keep in mind that the person whom the Democrats choose to replace her could be worse.
And if it's AOC, she could be there for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe anybody could be worse than Pelosi, but the person they choose to replace her could, in fact, be worse. It's sort of like applying the same principle to Russia. Everybody is like, oh, Putin needs to go, the Putin regime needs to come to an end. Well, fine, nobody's defending Vladimir Putin, but when you look at the options, it could be a lot worse than Putin, who at least operates, you know, somewhat in the international community, although he had a big violation in invading Ukraine. But what I'm saying is when people move to replace somebody, they automatically think that the replacement will be better. And that, in life, it doesn't work that way, and it could be worse. So you raised AOC. I don't know. I don't think so. I haven't seen any reporting that she is interested in leadership. She might be. But, you know, they're talking about Hakeem Jeffries. They're talking about Adam
Schiff. He's as bad as she is. This is the problem. So this is the real problem, Monica. And I'm just going to pull the scab off the sword here. What you said about Pelosi was right. She was horrible. She was bad for the country. She advanced bad policy. The people they have coming behind her on every level are worse. And this was the frustration that the Democrats were trying to wrestle through. And the old guard, it's my sense, because AOC has been very outspoken about this over the last couple of years. Their time is done. And she's made it clear, if she has anything to say about it going forward, it's going to be a progressive, hardcore left-wing party. And it appears that they're not going to have really anybody competitive, because Hakeem Jeffries is just as bad as AOC, if not worse, in terms of policy ideas and worldview. We're looking at a very distinct and very different party, even from where they've been the last few years, depending on who they put in that spot.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, Nancy Pelosi will still represent San Francisco until she either retires or dies in office, one way or the other. So she will still be there, and she's obviously a progressive and is led that way. But the progressive movement is even more radical than she is.
Yeah.
Because she's well into her 80s. So if it's Hakeem Jeffries or Adam Schiff or, you know, the other rumor, too, is that Dianne Feinstein, who is really, unfortunately, out to lunch.
Come on.
Not long in the U.S.
That's not younger leadership.
Right. But the rumor is that she is going to step down and that Newsom will replace her with Adam Schiff. So you will have Senator Adam Schiff from California. Yeah, so this is what I mean. Like, as bad as these people are, the replacements coming up are more radical, they're more progressive, and therefore they're going to be worse.
Real quickly, a little bit later, I'm going to speak with Kelsey Bowler from the Independent Women's Forum. She's written a thing in the Daily Caller about how the Republicans did on the women's vote. They turned out more married women in the election, it turns out, which I kind of had anticipated. The angry mama bears who were really upset about the school districts were gonna do that. But evidently there was a larger margin than normal that went single women that went for the Democrats. There are obviously postulations out there that it's a combination of factors, probably the very hard, you know, anti-abortion campaigning that you know, people like Hochul did against people like Zeldin. But there's also questions about whether Trump can ever win a bigger slice of the single woman vote simply because of his personality and his the way he kind of rubs single women the wrong way. I'm just curious your thoughts on that, because I hadn't really given it a lot of thought since election night.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, I think our side, myself included, really downplayed the abortion decision, the Dobbs decision. I just felt like the whole abortion issue was basically baked into the cake by now. And kicking it back to the states really wouldn't mean much. But the Democrats really did a number on particularly single women, that their rights were being taken away, that democracy was under threat, and so on. And a lot of single women did believe that. When it comes to Trump, look, he is going to have a challenge, because 2022, 2024, this is not 2016. In 2016, he was like a novelty act, right? Nobody had ever seen anything like this before, and everything about him was brand new. The style, the rallies, the energy, all of it was new. It's no longer new, right? I mean, we know Donald Trump. We know who he is, his personality, how he governed, how he would govern. So a lot of this is baked into the cake. And the challenge is going to be, you know, a robust primary, which I welcome. I think a robust primary helps the eventual nominee, regardless of who it is, sharpen their attacks, sharpen their messaging, become fleeter on foot. I believe that's a good thing. But then when it comes to a general election, you know, the question is, are there people who are still persuadable with regard to Trump? And I'm not sure about that. And if you're talking about particularly young women, but when you talk about voters under 30, I mean, every other age group, Kevin, voted for the Republicans.
Yep.
Every other age demo except for voters under 30, they went for the Democrats by plus 28 points.
Free college money. And in the women's column, it was, you know, I don't want to lose my access to abortion. I'm kind of surprised at it all, to be honest with you, Monica, because I thought that, number one, I didn't think that the youth would turn out in a midterm. They just typically don't. They rarely vote, sometimes even in presidential years. And to have that much of an increase was really shocking. But I have thousands of other things I want to talk to you about, but we're out of time. Dr. Monica Crowley, the Monica Crowley podcast, available anywhere you get great podcasts. Monica, we'll talk to you again soon.
Always a pleasure, Kevin. Thank you.
No, the pleasure's all mine. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. It is a very interesting time now. People are doing deep dives on what happened in the election. And now that the House of Representatives has been decided, now that the Speaker of the House has resigned her position in leadership of the Democratic Party, now that there's a number of new developing complications or developments in the incoming Congress, we have some more things to look at. And I'm so glad to have Kelsey Buller back with us from the Independent Women's Forum, because how women performed in the election was something that she and I spoke about prior to the election. And it's good to have her back today. Kelsey, always appreciate you being here. And I want my listeners to understand that my interest in women's involvement in the dialogue is very genuine. This very much concerns me. I go very deep on this. My mom, sisters, daughter and wife always have, to me, been people that I've thought of when it comes to public policy and how we just function as a culture. I want our culture to be good to women, and I want them to be, you know, given the distinction and the honor that they deserve in the culture alongside the men. So I don't ask this question from a silly or shallow spot, but what did we learn about how women turned out in the election, and what observations are you drawing from it?
Well, first off, we learned that single unmarried women did not vote Republican and appeared to be very repelled by any Trump-endorsed candidate. Kevin, you and I spoke before the midterm elections that it appeared GOP candidates were going to perform very well with independent voters, and many of those voters are women. So, you know, that very much fed into the narrative that there was going to be this big red wave. One, not the only reason, but one of the reasons that wave did not actualize, at least to the extent that many of us hoped, is because Republicans did not perform as well with women, and specifically single unmarried women, as they would have needed to. And this is, this is a significant development to account for looking ahead to 2024, because in order for a Republican to win, they are going to need to win over independent voters, again, many of them women. And so in these cases where these candidates did not win in states that are very important to any presidential campaign, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, why? And I do believe that there's a Trump factor, whether that is fair or not. You know, I personally believe Trump has been treated incredibly unfairly by the press, by the deep state. I don't personally love a lot of his attacks that he leverages, against his opponents and even individuals in his own party. You know, Trump was attacking Governor Ron DeSantis and Governor Glenn Youngkin. There just seems to be no reason for that, and I think women specifically have a low threshold in terms of tolerating that. So I do think this is a significant factor to think about as Republicans look forward.
I think that's especially true if it's out of context, for sure. We can talk about that on a different day at a different time. I want to focus in on the women thing. In your article that you wrote for the Daily Caller, you pointed out that Republicans did better with married women, and there was a significant gap in the unmarried women vote that favored the Democrats. In the context of an election where the Republicans got about 6 million more popular votes nationwide than the Democrats did across all races, don't single women tend to vote Democrat anyway? And if they do, what was the extra margin that they voted this time in the Democratic column as opposed to what a normal cycle of single women support for Democrats would be?
Yeah, that's a good question, and one I don't have the immediate answer to, but it's worth considering.
The reason I ask is just for context. Because the women's number that the GOP improved was about 6% better than normal, and I think those were the angry mama bears that you and I had talked about. I am curious, especially with the emphasis that the special interest money put on abortion, if that didn't really impact that single woman vote much more so than even Trump's personality, that where they put those ads for abortion and for pro-abortion candidates, they were able to paint the opposition as extremist. This is what Kathy Hochul tried to do. I'm just saying, in New York,
yes,
every ad against Lee Zeltin was an attack ad saying he hated women. I don't know that Trump had any role in that race, but I know that single women probably voted for Hochul more than Zeltin in that regard.
Yeah, you're right. You raise a good point. And actually, in my Daily Caller article, you know, you can attribute a number of factors to why Republicans didn't perform as well as they hoped with a lot of these female voters. But certainly, abortion is one of them. And you know, this is more of a glass half empty take, which I don't usually like to put out there, but certainly, you know, we know from these school board fights, while there are so many mama bears pushing against these, you know, COVID policies, political correctness in school, gender ideology, we also know a lot of these policies are being pushed by single unmarried women.
Yep.
You know, so to a certain extent, you know, some of them, it might be extremely difficult for any GOP candidate to capture. But, you know, if we just look at a state like Virginia, where we did have, you know, a moderate Republican able to win in the governor's race, that does give you hope, and that does teach you something about a strategy that can convince these more moderate voters to get on board. And look, I'm not saying that's what the GOP should pursue in 2024, but I think these are factors, abortion and sort of the Trump factor, that we have to reckon about. And on the abortion front, there's so much misinformation on the left. There's so much fear-mongering. And so it's not that the GOP should necessarily change its position. It's that we have to do a better job fighting the misinformation that is scaring women that, you know, if they have a miscarriage, they're not going to be able to get the health care they need.
Right.
And those types of ideas that really are affecting voters and are driving a certain proportion of women to the polls to vote Democrat.
Yeah, just flat out lies in most regards. Kelsey, always appreciate your insights. Friends, read her piece at the Daily Caller. It really breaks all this down, and I thought she did a great job as usual. We always appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. And as I promised at the top of the show, a brand new song has been released with The Chosen theatrical event this weekend. You can't see this anywhere else, but here's a little teaser from Radio Night Live and Matt Maher.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
There's still a long way to go in the city of Buffalo before it is completely dug out from a lake effect snowstorm, which has dumped several feet on the city as well as the western New York region, with another foot expected overnight. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is pledging more military aid to Ukraine, announcing that the UK will send air defenses, advanced training, and humanitarian aid. Former President Donald Trump reacting to the special counsel appointed to oversee the Justice Department investigation into classified documents recovered from Mar-a-Lago Friday night. He referred to veteran prosecutor Jack Smith as left wing and the Justice Department as politically weaponized. A girl was killed when a pickup truck went out of control during the Raleigh Christmas parade in North Carolina. Eyewitnesses on the scene say the driver was honking his horn and yelling that he'd lost control of the truck. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We were just speaking with Kelsey Bowler about the breakdown of the women vote and how the numbers on the single side were even more surprising than, I mean, I go back to what I said with Monica Crowley and Kelsey both, but the single women have always voted Democrat because the government is, in essence, their husband. They want government entitlements. They want the help. They need the child care. They, if you're a single woman, your life is very different than if you're a married woman. And no one knows that better than my next guest, Bethany Mandel, happily married herself, mother of many kids, and a writer for the Deseret and others across the spectrum, Ricochet and others. Bethany, the numbers that we're starting to get out of the election are telling us a few things about how the election went down. 6 million more people voted for the Republicans than the Democrats nationwide, but the Democrats really ran up the score in some places, and that's where the disconnect between having this fervor of intensity on the Republican side, people motivated to get out there and do it, didn't meet with the reality of kind of how the map matched up. And I'm just curious, you know, your thoughts on what that means.
So I think that in places like Florida, we saw a lot of those numbers because people in Florida felt like their governor, correctly felt like their governor sort of protected their interests. In places like Pennsylvania, it's actually interesting. Even though Fetterman won by, you know, a razor-thin margin, he got fewer votes than Biden did. But it was, you know, it was enough to hand him the win. But, you know, I think we're very bifurcated in this country. It's, you know, 51-49 every single time. And it's disappointing that Republicans weren't able to sort of channel that enthusiasm into a more dramatic red wave. But, you know, we had sort of the Dobbs situation. Speaking of single women, I think that that's a huge portion of why we did so.
I think you're right. You can't run, you know, 25,000 ads a day in New York State as Kathy Hochul saying that Lee Zeldin is an extremist who wants to mess with women's bodies and not have some. And I'm just going to say this, some rather ignorant and illiterate single women that don't pay attention to any of these things, don't follow any of the issues, but that commercial's on their TV set every 10 seconds in the last month of the election, I think that's going to have an impact on some level. And I didn't think it was going to have as big of one as it apparently did.
And what's sad about it, you're correct that they're ignorant and they don't pay attention, because the number of women who think that the sort of defeat of Roe meant they're not going to get treatment for an ectopic pregnancy or they're not going to...
Miscarriage, all that stuff,
I mean, the rates are astronomical on the number of women... I mean, even the number of doctors who don't work in OBGYN who think that that's the case. I've been talking to a lot of OBs for a Spectator magazine piece that I'm working on, and the misinformation that they're running into from women is honestly galling. And it's because of the Democrats' messaging, they wanted to scare people. And, you know, truth be darned.
They did. They scared them. They lights out. All right. I wanted to ask you about that, and I appreciate you weighing in on it. And by the way, kudos to you and all the other married women, because in a larger percentage, it's about 6-7%, you guys came home to common sense with the Republicans. And I do think that was a lot of mama bears that were just fed up with school districts. And if you saw, this is the thing that hasn't been reported. There was a red wave. There were about 50 progressive cities that had, you know, CRT gender identity weirdos pushed off their school boards, and they got a lot of moms and dads elected in those school boards of common sense. That was where I think that nobody reported it, but you really did feel a red wave across the country, because you had all of these, you know, just crazy nut jobs bringing drag queens into schools and wondering why parents were upset. Well, a lot of those people got canned.
Yeah. No, and it's not just the drag queens. And I think that that's messaging that Republicans are not quite capturing well. I think that obviously there is concern about all of this gender stuff, but I think that there's much more concern in the total decline in quality of these school districts. And so I think
it's all hand in hand. When they stop teaching math and English and science, they have to fill the time up with something. So it's all about how racist they are and how they should not listen to their parents and how they should have their, you know, perfectly healthy breasts cut out of their bodies at prepubescent ages. It is appalling to see what has become of the public education sphere.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Here where I live in Montgomery County, they're putting kids in front of screens. Even now, there was a mom who stopped into her kid's school to check in on her kids, and she said that she walked in and every kid was just playing video games.
Shocking and unacceptable. Bethany Mandel, appreciate your insights tonight. Coming right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
Well, it was a busy week for me. A lot of time spent on the road, more than I have spent in quite a while. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you on this weekend evening. So thankful to have you with us every weekend. And thanks to Biz TV and Salem News Channel and the 300 radio stations that put us on the air. We're very grateful. As I mentioned in the first hour, I spent this week at two premieres. And The Chosen, which launched in theaters this weekend and is absolutely killing it, according to the box office numbers, invited me to be right there on the red carpet, set me up with my own camera remote guy, and we got some great conversations. In the first hour, we heard from the man who plays Quintus, the centurion, and the man who plays Jesus, Jonathan Rumi, who portrays the Jesus character. But I thought, here in the ladies' lounge, why not get behind the scenes with some of the women who play the most prominent roles, like Mary, Tamar, Mary Magdalene, and a woman named Eden. Take a listen to the conversations as they unfolded.
What is it about the magic of your own character, do you think?
Well, it has to be her motherhood. I mean,
only the most venerated person, woman in history. No pressure.
Exactly. The most famous mother on this earth. I feel her. That's her ministry. Like that's her life. Part of this changing the world is through her being a mother to this, to Jesus, to the person who will be changing the world. I brought my baby with me to set when I first started this series in season one. She was 10 months. Now she's with me for this. It's like I get goosebumps thinking about it. Just grown with it, and so has the series. And it's very special to me as a mother to be portraying this lovely relationship that we have with Jonathan.
Only the world's most famous mom.
For me, with Tamar, what I have learned from her, and we're going to find out more in season three, is that the incredible trials that she's gone through in her life and how she doesn't let that define her and where who she is and where she's going with her life. Like, she's so determined. As you see in episode 6 of season 1, like, she let her faith guide her. And it's such an inspiration and a motivation to me, because that was something I struggled with, was like just trusting. And she has that faith, and it's immovable, and it's just, I can play off of her, because anytime I feel like Amber is like she's losing that, like I need
to play something like this. I never thought it would actually happen. My background was in theater, so there were wonderful female characters as I was studying, and then when I got into TV and film, I was like, where are all the good female characters with depth and even its psychological, you know, complications and complexity, and so I've been really disappointed in that for so long, up to the point where I tried to quit acting, and I was like, this isn't for me, which is exactly when I booked this role. My agent submitted it for me, or for me to it, and I was so excited when I read this audition that this is such a complicated character, so emotionally rich and so much depth and also so much heart, and it's such a joy. It's a real privilege to be able to play her.
There's a very complex component that you identified there that I think the whole production of this show kind of came out of, because Dallas Jenkins had a similar experience. He was kind of rock bottom. His last film had bombed. He was thinking, maybe I'm not even supposed to be doing this anymore. And then he gets asked to make the Shepherd little church film about the birth of Jesus. Do you think there's a supernatural, larger than what we see to the naked eye, kind of calling to this project?
I think it's really hard to ignore that. I think, and I've mentioned before in interviews, I'm a skeptic. I've even been cynical about things, and every experience on this show, every season as it keeps growing, I'm like, there is something really special going on here. And for me, I'm feeling it's the presence of God. For other people, I'm not sure what they're feeling, but I think everyone that watches it knows that there's something special.
Are there conversations between cast members about such?
Yeah, I mean, naturally, we're talking about these characters in this historical setting, and we know, you know, we want to research them, we want to know about them, and it's natural for us to want to do that. And then the closer you are with the cast member, you start talking about these things, and I mean, it's a nice mix of people from lots of different backgrounds, so it's
really
a wonderful opportunity
about being a part of the show. Is that not many people or not many actors can say that they are a part of a show that is literally changing lives? It's great to be a part of a show that's wonderful, like Queen of the South or Dynasty. Those are great shows, but this show is changing lives. So that does something to you. As I prepare for the role, for the storyline on and off set, and it's life changing for me as well.
What is the best story someone has told you about watching The Chosen?
That it has not only brought them to their faith, but quite literally pulled them out of something awful like suicide. Where, I mean, to get messages from fans that they reach out and they say, after watching just episode 1, because they relate to so much to Mary Magdalene, where she was ready to give it all up, and then they realize that they are loved and seen, and that is incredible to be a part of something that has pulled someone out of that.
What do you like about season 3 that's different from season 2?
Season 3, it is the most just gruesome, emotional season, I think, so far.
So it's going to be more intense emotionally than the first? Oh, my goodness.
I think so, yeah. We're going to be puddles in the seats, whether you're watching it in theaters or at home on the app.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because there is very much a This Is Us component to the Chosen. Even in season one, the handy cam work, the music beds, everything kind of has that really super emotive type of feel. But beyond that, you've got these really well-defined characters. It really is unlike anything that's ever been Faith-produced before.
Absolutely. I think that's what makes it so special, is that the writing is rich and there's so much dynamic to these characters. There's storylines that we don't see in Scripture, and that's what people are relating to, because so much is left out from Scripture. And I think that, honestly, God always wants you to kind of read between the lines and imagine what it might have been like, and that's what the show is doing, and I just love it. It's like art and the creative writing meeting.
Has this impacted your own faith?
It has, absolutely.
How so?
It's brought me closer to my faith. It's made me realize that, more so, that there's so much more to this life. It's bigger than me. The show is bigger than all of us. And I just hope that people realize that they're so loved. Their souls are real, you know. And he was the in-between.
That's Lara Silva, who plays the woman named Eden. Huge opening weekend for The Chosen, and so much fun to be there and to be around all of the busyness with that production. Look for great things in the days to come from that. Plus, Wing Feather Saga I'll be doing in a couple of weeks as well. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Wow.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the New Music Spotlight, Ellie Holcomb.
Rounding out Radio Night Live for this week, November 19th, 2022. Kevin McCullough on Salem News Channel. We're back tomorrow night at 9 p.m. East Coast. And we look forward to seeing you there or in the archives of Salem News Channel. Kevin McCullough.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.